Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Be Bankable Business Podcast and Radio Show. I am your host and your money coach, Miss Kalicia, here today with an update for all of my loyal Miss Tax Lady clients. Today, I'm going to share with you the benefits of and how to claim a child as a dependent when the parents are divorced, separated, or living apart. So parents who are divorced, separated, never married, or live apart, and who share custody of a child with an ex-spouse or ex-partner need to understand the specific rules about who may be eligible to claim the child for tax purposes. This can make filing taxes easier for both parents and avoid errors that may lead to processing delays and or very costly tax mistakes. One person only can claim the tax benefit related to a dependent child who meets the qualifying child rule. Parents can't share or split up the tax benefit for their child on their respective tax return. It's important that each parent understands who will claim their child on their tax return. If two people claim the same child on different tax returns, it will greatly slow down processing time while the IRS determines which parent's claim takes the priority. Custodial parents generally claim the qualifying child as a dependent on their return. The custodial parent is the parent with whom the child lived for the greater number of nights during the year. The other parent is the non-custodial parent. In most cases, because of the residency test, the custodial parent claims the child on their tax return. The child lived with each parent for an equal number of nights during the year. The custodial parent is the parent with the higher adjusted income. There's also what we call the tiebreaker rule that may apply. So the tiebreaker rules may apply if the child is a qualifying child of more than one person. Although the child may meet the conditions to be a qualifying child of either parent, only one person can actually claim the child as a qualifying child, provided the taxpayer is eligible. People should carefully read IRS Publication 504, which goes over divorced or separated individuals, to understand who is eligible to claim a qualifying child. That's also what we have in the tax world, which is where the non-custodial parent may be eligible to claim a qualifying child. So there's a special rule that applies for a child to be treated as a qualifying child of the non-custodial parent. The custodial parent can release the dependency exemption and sign a written declaration or form what we call 8332, which is a release or revocation of release of a claim to exemption for the child by the custodial parent. This works for the non-custodial parent to submit with their tax return. Basically, what that means is, for example, if I have an ex-husband, we share custody of the children, and we agree that I'm going to claim the child and he's the non-custodial parent, maybe he has a higher income, he can release his right to claim the child by submitting a form 8332 with his tax return. Same thing, for example, when you have, maybe you have a niece or a nephew who lives in the home, maybe you're a grandmother like myself, and maybe your grandchild lives in the home, and so you are considered the non-custodial parent, that means the parent can actually sign off on form 8332, which gives the IRS the information they need to understand and to recognize that they, the parent, have given you, the non-custodial parent, the privilege and opportunity to claim their child. So this also applies with some tax benefits, including child tax credit, additional child tax credit, and credit for the other dependent. It doesn't apply to other tax benefits, such as earned income credit, dependent care credit, or head of household filing status. If you'd like more of this information, I have attached the link below for you to click on so you can actually review the IRS publication that goes over how to claim your child if you are living apart, separated, or divorced from the non-custodial parent. I hope this has helped you out as we navigate our tax season. I am your host and money coach again, Miss Kalicia. Be bold, be beautiful, be brilliant, and be bankable.